The Newell's shearwater spends most of the day burrowed in the mountains of Kauai. It's not until the sun goes down that the endangered seabirds take flight. Shrouded in darkness, it's hard to see them, but you can definitely hear them.
It makes this unearthly calls, these very strange noises you hear at night sometimes that you really can't replicate unless you're a bird.
That's Brett Hartle, the Endangered Species Policy Director with the Center for Biological Diversity. He says the seabirds navigate by moonlight reflected off the ocean as they make their way out to sea. But along the way, many of them become confused, mistaking bright lights at hotels, sports fields, and shopping malls for the moon. Disoriented, many lose their way, flying in circles until exhausted, and eventually crash to the ground.
And then they're very vulnerable to getting killed once they're on the ground, if they even survive sort of the crash, by things like pigs or feral cats.
In September of last year, bright lights at Kokee Air Force Base resulted in the death of more than a dozen Newell shearwaters, with an additional 100 injured nearby. Hartle says if the base doesn't dim its lights, he expects we'll see seabird fatalities continue this year.
It does illustrate that this area is a real threat. In terms of just its proximity to some of this really good habitat for the seabirds up in the forest. So this is an issue that has to get fixed.
The shearwater's population has declined by 75% over the past few decades, with artificial light considered to be the main cause. Molly Solomon for HPR News.